What you just heard Jonathan read is a sermon. Now, a sermon is what I do up here on Sunday. It's the story. It's talking to you about God, right? And Jesus' love. But this story starts several days before this. Simon Peter, who gives this sermon, was staying in the house of another man named Simon in a town called Joppa. Now, have you ever heard of a man named Jonah who tried to run away from God and a big fish swallowed him? Well, Joppa is where he went to try to run away from God. So, Simon Peter is staying in Joppa. He climbs up to the roof of the house to pray, I guess because he thought he'd be closer to God there. Well, he prayed and prayed and prayed, and it got to be about lunchtime. And his stomach started growling, and he got to be really hungry. And just about the time he was going to go down and see what there was for lunch, a big blanket came down out of the sky. It was a vision. And in it were all of these foods that he wasn't allowed to eat. You see, in his world, there were clean foods that you could eat and unclean foods that you couldn't eat. These were all unclean foods. See, he couldn't eat pizza with pork sausage. He couldn't eat shrimp. There were all kinds of things that he wasn't supposed to eat. But the voice he heard said, "Take and eat." He said, "Oh, no. Nothing unclean has ever crossed these lips. I've never eaten anything I wasn't supposed to eat." And then the voice said, "Do not call unclean what God has called clean." This didn't just happen once. It happened twice, and then a third time. The blanket came down, all of those foods, "Take and eat. I've never eaten anything like that. And do not call unclean what God has called clean." Well, the rest of the story I'll be telling begins right there. But if you remember that phrase, "Do not call unclean what God has called clean," it'll help you understand why Simon Peter was so confused. Because in his world, there were foods that were clean and foods that were unclean. There were people that were clean and people that were unclean. He wasn't supposed to eat the foods that were unclean, and he wasn't supposed to associate with the people who were unclean. But guess what? Things change in the middle of this story. So as you listen, you see how you think Simon Peter changes after he hears, "Do not call unclean what God has called clean." Let us pray. We thank you, God, that you have called us to be witnesses to your love, that you don't call any of us unclean. We thank you that we are able to bring the light of Christ to others, that loving light. We can't do it without your help, though. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.